Hello friends, the tens on duty today are Czechoslovak and Italy 3. We will read from the writings of Baal HaSulam. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might. To ache with your friend's pains and rejoice in your friend's joys as much as possible. And I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest.
Active workshop question. What is considered an effort to connect with friends? What is considered an effort to connect with friends?
To exert in the connection with the friends means to love the friend like you love yourself and search for the Creator through the friends.
All the guidance we get from Kabbalists is how to exert in our connection. As far as I'm concerned, to exert and to implement the writings and their guidance means to exert in the connection between us.
Yeah, the effort and the exertion is to pray for something you don't know. It's to pray for the friend's sweet, what's fit sweet for him, what's right for him to connect and be with the friends.
To see the friend as great, connected with the Creator, to support him in all that he needs in order to come to the center of the group.
This is the struggle to always respect the friend, his view, his desire to reach spirituality beyond whatever personal desire you have.
Just understand their importance and their greatness. And that's how we come to the love of the Creator.
Well, friends, we don't need to make efforts, but our effort is to add the spirituality to our connection, to add the effort, the prayer, to transform our connection to not just friends, but something with spiritual value, where we can reveal the Creator.
It says that all that happens between us cannot be automatic. It's something that I must think about, want, invest in, to really see the most important thing in my life in this. And it goes against my natural desire, which thinks about myself and what I get out of it and all that. So it's simply every single moment to go back to the effort of making this connection between us more important than anything, as it's truly the most precious thing in reality.
להתאמץ תמיד לראות את החברים כיותר ויותר גדולים.
To always make an effort to see the friends as greater and greater, which enables me to nullify towards you and try to make an effort in communicating to them inspiration and awakening in them, prayer and example.
And if the connection is truly spiritual, then you can't succeed unless we ask for help from the Creator. Maybe all kinds of corporeal connections can somehow work through the efforts of people, but to truly build a spiritual connection, we must have the help of the Creator, otherwise the ego won't agree.
Yeah, this forces the person to get out of the box and think beyond reason and acquire a second nature. And that forces the person to always make an effort.
To effort in feeling that we are in one hand, in one heart, as embryos inside the Creator.
כן, ביטול, התקללות, כל הדברים שרבש מסביר.
Yes, annulment, nullification, all the integration, all the things that Rabash explains to me that I have to work on with the ten.
Our second excerpt comes from Bala Sulam. A treasure is called a kli, a vessel in which the possession is placed. For example, grain is placed in the barn, and precious things are placed in a more guarded place. Thus, everything that is received is called by its correlation to the light. And the kli must be able to receive these things. It's as we learn that there is no light without a kli. And this applies even in corporeality. Italy 3, please.
Workshop number 2. Let us describe to each other our common kli that we are entering this lesson with.
כלי של השתוקקות, תפילה, רצון להשם.
A vessel of yearning, prayer, and desire to bestow to the Creator.
גם כלי שבנוי מאמונה למעלה.
Also a vessel that's built in faith above reason. It's not something that we can somehow spoil and with some kind of fillings of this world, but rather above all that is being revealed, there is a dimension, a spiritual vessel that we will build between us, and it always exists in the center of the group.
We want to enter the lesson as if it's the most important thing for us in reality, where there is a solution to all our problems, all our pains, all our lacks. This is where the light changes us, corrects us, so that we care more about each other and our connection and the Creator that's there, as opposed to anything else.
Please,
the vessel is the ten where each comes to hear the lesson for the ten and to pray for the ten so the reforming light will reach all the friends.
And behind the friends stands the Shekhinah, the collective Kli that we ultimately aim for.
Yes, this feeling of singing, oh, the world Kli, will reach all the tens, all the friends all over the world, each to his measure, so that the point in them will tip the nature that we have.
To hold on to a prayer and demand for more connection, more harvut between us.
There's that excerpt from the Rabash HaRakol Shel Rimei, we're here. These people have assembled and they're like mighty warriors. They don't move one step back and so on. That's the vessel. It's only a question of how much are we capable of being part of that? How much do we really consider it?
We'll also enter the lesson being confident that the Creator's salvation is as a blink of an eye. As the Kabbalists say, the Creator hears our prayer every second. He can jump us to the final correction.
Silent prayer, we pray for our common creed.